it going. Keep it going. Let's have something else interesting. UKW back again. And this, following on from last week's gauntlet match, is a 40-minute battle royal. Well, really, it's a Royal Rumble, the Revolutionary Royal Rumble, because they are the same rules as the Royal Rumble, which is that every 2 minutes, someone will enter. There are 18 competitors, and to lose, you have to be thrown over the top rope, and both feet have to hit the floor. Now, disconnected Brett Hadley, who's the announcer for this, said later on in the match, this one looks a little bit obvious. Now, by that time it might have been, we were getting towards the end, but you know, Royal Rumbles and Battle Royals and all of those, Bunkhouse Battle Royals, all of those, they're not there for wrestling. You're not going to get wrestling moves, or not very many, because lots of people in the ring means crowded out work, so that's not what this is about. This is about temporary alliances. This is about odd alliances. This is about the strategy to take out the big men. So very interesting that the first person in this Battle Royal, or the Revolutionary Royal Rumble, which actually, before I forget, has a very good stipulation, or a very good outcome, should I say. The one who wins the Revolutionary Road Rumble, I got that right, Revolutionary Road Rumble, say it three times fast. The one who wins it can claim a title shot for any belt. So you could win as part of a tag team and ask for a tag team title championship. You could win and ask for an academy championship. You could win and you could be knocking on Jonathan Sedgwick. Yes, sir. No, sir. Tugging the forelock. His door for a title challenge. But you'd have to get behind just the J-Row, wouldn't you? So it's a nice idea. And as I say, coming out first, and let's get this out of the way right at the beginning. It's Mustafa Khan. He is the biggest man in this battle royal. He is massive. The issue is, who can get him out? And will he tire over what's going to be more than 30 minutes and ends up being 40 minutes? And he's in the ring first with Crowley. Now, I'm not very keen on Crowley, but he showed me something here. He starts off with some speed and he actually gets Khan down, which is a continuity issue, because generally people say no one can get him down. If you do, it's a monumental thing. Well, Crowley, who has always seemed to be a cowardly heel, got him down fairly easily. Third in, Tommy Dillon, with Khan and Dillon working together. Then Scott Slim, don't know much about him, not seen him much, and it might be that because there's not a huge roster here, we are getting people we haven't seen before. Now, he's generally brutalised throughout this match, and there's a Crowley rather poor side slam on Slim, but it certainly shakes Slim's body. Then Dillon's almost on the outside, he's hanging on. He's slammed massively by Mustafa Khan, and he does that with authority, almost puts people through the ring when he does that. Next in, Axel Hemlock from the Red Arrows. So it'll be interesting to see if his Red Arrows partner gets in so they can work together. Also, he's a bit speedy. Slim continues to get beaten up. There's another nice clothesline from Mustafa Khan on him in the middle of the ring. And in next, Tommy Billington, another tag team player. He starts to unpack some moves, and that's good. There's a nice snap suplex there. And then Hemlock and Slim are eliminated. Next in, Victor Wood keeps his coat on. Starts wrestling with his coat on, then takes it off and uses it as a weapon. Meanwhile, Billington's doing some good work because you've got a ring that's fairly clear now. Next in, to lots of boos, Sheikh Maktoum. Well, Dylan and Billington are fighting on the apron. It's a very difficult place to be. And Billington brings Dylan in via a suplex. And as Hadley rightly points out, that's not really the best thing to do. Victor Wood goes after Khan. That's another bad thing to do. And then Billington gets tumbled out the ring, which is a shame because he's been doing some good work. Next in, Andrew Jepson. Ah, a big man. So now we've got the big man versus big man. Will he go straight for Khan? And he does. He challenges Khan, but McToom gets in the middle of it and then starts to be attacked by both of them. He's the sandwich in a chops and clothesline buffet, and that's not good. Next in, Sid Phoenix, who's got a thing with McToom. They fought together. McToom doesn't waste any time, goes straight for him, and Crowley joins him because they have been together at times. And then a bit of another shame. Jepson goes. Wood drop kicks him and he goes over the top rope. Such a shame. It would have been nice to have had that spot where the ring is cleared and the two big men are together. It's a waste, really. Then Sid Phoenix gets rid of McToom to much delight, but Khan gets rid of him almost immediately afterwards because you can't celebrate in a rumble, can you? Next in, Mark Billington. Real shame. But it's thinned out here so he can actually hit some good moves. He hits a nice standing drop kick on Dylan and it looks very good. Victor Wood is thrown out by Khan and then Crowley runs away from him. Crowley, should I say, runs away from him to make sure it's a smart move to do. The next entrant we have is Leonie Rose, because you've got intergender going on here, it seems. She goes straight for Khan. He doesn't want anything to do with that. He puts his hand on her head to keep her away, but she's still fighting. And in the end, he has to clothesline her. I'm sure he's happy when he sees that Brooklyn is the next one in, who goes for Rose and they fight. Dylan tries to get Khan out. It's a bad move. There's no way he's going to get those tree trunks over that top rope. At that point, things go out of focus for a few seconds, and it's not ideal. But there is a lovely Brooklyn Bulldog. We just hear it and see it right in the middle of the ring. And it's lovely to have a look at that, to see that on, of course, Rose. And they've got previous. Next, another member of the Red Arrows. Sadly, his mate's gone. It's Robert DeCaro. Dylan is finally put out by Crowley, but only after a lovely Billington dropkick. He's in the ring, staggering about. Crowley sees his opportunity, dumps him over the top. That's what a rumble is all about too, taking your opportunities. And then Billington's put over by Khan. Brooklyn is teetering on the edge. She's holding on. But Khan dumps out both Leonie Rose and Brooklyn. And Crowley wants to try and have a go. And he's showing me something here, Crowley. Next in, Johan Hunt. To silence. Estonian, apparently. Don't know anything else about him. He's just a bloke in jeans and trainers. Really, I know that probably this is stretching the people that you want to use in a rumble, but really, he looks like some bloke off the street, and he doesn't really do anything either. He's immediately chopped by Khan. It's a big un. It really hurts. Hadley then starts talking about, well, Tommy Dillon, I can't see him. Yeah, he's gone, mate. He's gone. You need to keep your eyes open, mate. I saw that clearly. Just reported on it. You're announcing. Missed it. Come on, mate. And next we've got the bloke who announced. And when he was announcing, when he first started, it's not our usual announcer, and I thought, it doesn't look too good, really. Reading it off a piece of paper quite close to his face, well, that doesn't seem great. But suddenly, he takes off his cap, takes off his jacket, and it's Max Rode, as he's announced on the graphic. Max Rose, as Hadley calls him, so I don't know. Either way, it's not really an issue because he goes fairly quickly. But this is something interesting. Hadley tells us, the disconnected one, tells us that there's a movie in the works starring Jonathan Sedgwick. Yes, sir. No, sir. Tugging the forelock. Well, he owns the company, so he's bound to be the star. But Max Rose Road, Rose Royce is in that movie as well. A UKW movie? I need to see that and comment on it, do I not? Anyway, next in, Hunter Alcaraz. Who? Yes, Hunter Alcaraz. And he enters the ring with only the first two men left. That's a lovely touch. And although Khan was sucking air in the middle, he seems to have got a second wind. It's great. He, of course, challenges Khan. He gets slapped and he sells it very well. And he and Crowley work well together against Hunter Alcaraz. Who? Hunter Alcaraz. He even hits a camel clutch, does Crowley. Really nicely done. Last man in, Confused Steve. He tries to go against Khan, and at this point, Crowley is dumped out. It's a shame because his facials have been good. He's clearly struggling through it. He's kept going, and that really should be noted. It's a good performance from him. He hasn't got many wrestling moves in his arsenal, but what he has got, he showed well tonight, and I was quite interested in that. And he stayed in. So maybe I'm wrong about it. No, I'm not really, am I? He just did well tonight. Anyway, when he goes, the crowd like it, but he doesn't really throw himself or get propelled over the top rope. He kind of heads towards the top rope and steps over it so that he doesn't take a big bump. And really, that's not what we need in a rumble, is it, Crowley? Really? Never mind. So that leaves Khan and Steve. And Steve gets some offense in. Although at one point, he's holding onto Khan's leg while Khan drags him round the ring. At the end, Khan dumps him over, thinks he's won, celebrates. Can Steve capitalize on this? The crowd are up for it, but no. Khan turns around, kicks him off the apron, done. Shame. Shame about the ending because, really, we could have had Steve coming in and getting some offense, so you might have thought Khan would win. And also shame that that comment, this one looks a little bit obvious, was the outcome. You thought Khan might win it, but really they lost a lot of opportunities to have people ganging up against Khan, whether heel or face. And you lost some opportunities to have someone else winning the match. Oh, and by the way, you missed an opportunity when you had Andrew Jepson in there. Big man against big man. You missed all those opportunities. I understand why you want Khan to win. He's a big man. And there are matches coming up for him, surely against Jepson and against Crater. And he's a face, and people like him. But he never appeared to be in peril. That's the issue here. But you know, this match told a good story, particularly with the alliances. I liked that it was intergender, and that was handled pretty well, I thought. There was some nuance in this. And actually, that was very well done. Wasn't fantastic, but it was 40 minutes that really worked as an event. Well done, UKW. What's going to be next? A scaffold match? Can't wait to see that. Ta-ta.